From the heart of Broadway to you. Eversharp Schick Injector Razor presents... Connie Boswell.
It was just a neighborhood dance.
Headlines with Husing.
With my guest star, the National Open Golf Champion, Craig Wood.
Our singing discovery, Bobby Doyle.
Cynthia.
Ray Block, the Eversharp Schick Orchestra and Chorus.
When they begin,
The Irving Berlin score from Broadway's great new musical, Annie, Get Your Gun. All brought to you by Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ken Roberts and your Monday night entry of words and music, sent to you with the compliments of Eversharp Schick Injector Razors. On Broadway, they've dusted off the top hat, white tie, and tails in the most exciting theatrical season of years, highlighted by the soon-to-arrive Annie, Get Your Gun. And the heart of Broadway always brightens when they marquee the name of our lovely singing star, Connie Boswell. Connie sings...
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Barry's looks, what was the name of the toast to Barry? She had the cutest personality. What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pyrrho in Pyrrhus, or Jupiter in Juno? You know. Now when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. Hey, bob, hey, bob, hey, bob, hey, bob. When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously,
hey, bob, hey, bob.
The madam had the cutest, cutest personality. Now think of all the books about the very looks. What was it made of, the toast of Paris?
Hey, bob, hey, bob.
The madam had the cutest personality. What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pyrrho in Pyrrhus, or Jupiter in Juno? I know you know. Oh, hey, Barbary Bob, Salome dance and in France. Now, it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Hey, Barbary Bob.
Personality.
Hey,
Bob, what a personality.
From the West Indies, Cole Porter took the dance rhythm of the Beguine, smartened it with words and music, which Ray Block, the Eversharp Schick Orchestra and Chorus choose as one of Broadway's all-time toppers, Begin the Beguine.
Thank you.
they begin the beginning.
Oh, yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them sing. Till the stars and the planets are eternal gone. Will you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you?
And we suddenly know heaven we're in, when they begin the beginning.
When they begin
the
From coast to coast this past year, they've been hanging out the welcome home signs. That goes for what I have to say right now. Schick injector blades are back from the wars. They fought a great fight. They fought in all climates under all conditions. And they gave the true, quick, ever-sharp Schick shave in the hot sun of the African desert and in the cold, damp fields of the Aleutians. So men, you can start again to enjoy the world's finest shave. You can enjoy the speed, safety, and comfort that you've so longed for during the days of the war. Yes, sir, Schick injector blades are back. They're on your dealer's counters now. Once again, you can enjoy your razor with the automatic repeater blade change. It feeds new blades when you need new blades, like a machine gun. Fast as this. Listen. There, hear that double click? Just a push, a pull. Click, click, and you're ready to shave, with the blade automatically locked in the correct shaving position. Eversharp Schick injector blades last three times as long. Made double thick, they're hollow ground and honed to superlative keenness. Get out your Eversharp Schick injector razor, men. Buy yourself a supply of Eversharp Schick injector blades tomorrow. They're yours at the same economical pre-war price, only 75 cents for 20. And to you who don't yet own an Eversharp Schick injector razor, just stand by. Your dealer will soon have one for you. And when he does, join the world's greatest army of satisfied shavers. Compare. Comparison proves. Use Eversharp Schick for the world's finest shave. From the heart of Broadway to you, Connie Boswell. Connie, on Broadway, we know a great performance. But what do you think makes a song great?
Well, I'd say, Ken, heart and hummability.
Hummability?
Why, sure. If a song is sung and you can't help humming it, it's a hit, Ken.
I see. A simple melody, then.
Well, yes. Simple melody and sentimental words like, I fall in love with you every day. The thrill is always new every day. The sun may shine, the rain may fall, and icy winds may blow. You smile at me, and all I see are blossoms in the snow. I thank my lucky star every day that you are as you are every day. The years may come, the years may go. If we're still here, I'll say I fall in love with you every day. It was just
neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than a thrill for me. It was the promise, my darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June. That's all that it was. Oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do. To
nobody knows the inside on the world of sports better than Ted Husing. So from the heart of Broadway to you, Eversharp Schick Sports Specialist. Headlines with Husing and his guest, Craig Wood.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, everyone everywhere. Last week's baseball headline, Red Hot Red Sox running rampant. Cronin's crew reels off 15 straight victories. Well, the Yawkey men look like sure pop to equal the American League victory scheme of 19 straight, run up by the Chicago White Sox of 1906, until they came a cropper Saturday at the Yankee Stadium. Undaunted, they pulled a weird win over the hapless Yanks yesterday to start another winning streak. By a very strange coincidence, back in 06, when the Pale Hoes were stringing that 19-straight record in the junior loop, another record was set, a record for consecutive losses. The record still stands. 20 straight defeats, and what team set that mark? Well, you guessed it, the Boston Red Sox. So looking ahead to June, one headline you'll be sure to see daily is Red Sox win again. And for the national loop, June headlines will state, Dodgers, Cards, and Cubs press for the pennant. The racing headline. Next week, Eddie Arcaro will be on hand to point up the Belmont Stakes, the third jewel in the 1946 Triple Crown. But the big news now is assault points for the Belmont. June win would make him all-time biggest three-year-old money winner. Back in 1930, Gallant Fox earned $308,000 in one season to set the record. By his Derby and Preakness victories, plus the Wood and experimental successes, assault has now won over $225,000 to date. Winning the Belmont would make him racing's biggest money earner in three-year-old history. Only six nags have ever trundled off at the American Triple Crown. Only 10 have won the Derby Preakness Double. I don't think assault will take down the Belmont, even though I'd like to see him win the great event and establish himself as the coming greatest money winner of all time. He was tiring at the end of a hustling ride in the Preakness, and over the back-breaking mile and a half of the Belmont on June 1st, a dead-fit horse like Manor Lad could fool the experts. So for the headlines in June, look for a surprise in the Belmont Stakes. And now my headline interview of the week with the current National Open golf champion, Craig Wood. Well, Craig, what are the headlines going to be for the National Open next month?
That's a tough question, Ted, but I know one headline you're not going to see.
What's that?
Craig Wood wins.
Oh, now don't be so modest.
That's not modesty, Ted. That's just the way it is. Call me out of this year's Open. I've been out of competition too long to have a look in.
Well, I'm sorry to hear you say that, Craig. How does the rest of the field look to you?
Well, the way it shapes up to me, the boys to watch are Byron Nelson, Ben Hogan, and Sammy Snead.
Oh, boy, that's a tough trio in any league.
You bet it is. Nelson's about the hottest thing on the links today. and I'd say he's played his best competitive golf in the last 2 years.
Well, steady competition is pretty important in golf, Craig, and Nelson has been playing more steadily than Hogan and Snead.
Well, since they've got out of service, I've seen them play a lot lately, and I wouldn't write either one of them off.
Then you think one of these three is going to be the new Open champion?
There you go, looking for headlines again.
Well, of course.
Well, no matter who wins, I'll take one guess at two headlines you're likely to see next June.
All right, Craig, let's have them.
Well, first, a new record for the score of 280 to win the National Open.
And second?
The final round, Ted, will bring out the greatest, largest gallery that's ever seen a National Open.
Well, thank you, Craig Wood, for the headline interview of the week. And those are the headline highlights tonight on Broadway.
Next week, Eddie Arcaro, America's greatest jockey, and more headline highlights with Ted Husing. Choose your partner, swing around. Ray Block and the orchestra give you a Broadway version of Turkey in the Straw. Some of the greatest talents to walk up to the nation's microphones. Wouldn't you like to introduce our next guest?
Ken, I'd just love to. It always gives me a kick to see a young singer make that first bow. Ray Blount discovered Bobby Doyle, and, well, he's just taken off his sailor suit, and here he is now, Bobby Doyle singing Cynthia's in Love. Go out and show him what you can do, Bobby.
Cynthia, as flighty as a summer breeze, her smile is sunlight through the trees. For Cynthia's in love. Every rose is blushing as she passes by. They see the love light in her eyes, for Cynthia's in love. Every night when the stars above come shining through, you will find find her in a rendezvous. Starry eyed, breathing sighs. Cynthia, I'm glad your lovely dream came true. For I'm the guy who worships you. My Cynthia's in love. Every night when the stars above come shining through, you will find her in a rendezvous. Starry eyes, breathing sighs. Cynthia, I'm glad your lovely dream came true. For I'm the guy who worships you. My Cynthia's in love.
Great, Bobby. Ebershaw's Chick wishes you a long and successful career. Men, they're back again, back on the civilian market. Chick Injector Blades. The shave preferred by our armed forces the world over. The shave demanded above all others by 7 out of every 10 men in uniform. Now, Eversharp Schick injector blades are back from war. Now, once again, you who own an Eversharp Schick injector razor can enjoy the world's finest shave. So stop in at your dealers for a supply. Better than ever, keener than ever. They're yours at the same pre-war economy price. 20 blades for 75 cents. If you don't own an Eversharp Schick injector razor, please be patient. Your dealer will have one for you soon. Compare. Comparison proves. Use Eversharp Schick for the world's finest shave.
Well, this is Ted Husing again, breaking in right here with headlines of Broadway. Louis Sobel of the New York Journal-American says the big event is...
Hey, Ted, wait a minute. There's nothing bigger than Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun.
Well, as a singer, Connie, you know what those songs are.
Songs that are delightful to sing, Ted. A fistful of them. 14, in fact.
Well, let's do a rundown of a select group of them. Connie, you, Bobby Doyle, Ray Block, the Eversharp Schick Orchestra and Chorus, give us a preview of Berlin's greatest score, Annie Get Your Gun.
You go. Here it comes.
Girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be you.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is
as grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.
No tailcoat, no white tie. Well, I think I'm a lucky guy. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Well, I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no bank. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening,
I'm all right.
Got lost in his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, there you go. How I felt as I fell, I just can't recall. But his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around,
kept jumping all around,
I got lost. But look what I found.
But look what I found.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next week for another visit from the heart of Broadway to you, when Ted Hughes presents his guest, Eddie Arcaro, a world-famous jockey, Broadway's brightest melody sung by Connie Boswell, and the whole company in Jerome Kern's immortal score to Showboat. This is Ken Roberts saying goodnight for the makers of Eversharp Schick Injector Razors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.